Psalms chapter 1, starting in verse 1, and we're going to read the first three verses. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in the law doth he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of waters, that bringeth forth his fruit in the season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. Let's go to the Lord one more time in prayer. Lord, we come to you thanking you for your goodness. We come to you thanking you for your salvation that was so freely given. Lord, we come to you asking you to help us to make the leaps of faith, the steps of faith that you would have us to step to make, that we might make our bodies a living sacrifice, that we might be wholly acceptable unto you. And Lord, we just pray that you guide us through each step of the way. And I know you will, Lord, and I know your promises are true. We ask that you forgive us of our sins and our shortcomings, and help us to not dwell upon the things that we cannot change, but focus on the things that you want us to do. We ask all this in Jesus' name. Amen. In Psalms chapter 1 and verse 1, when I was looked at putting a message together, I always, which we should always do, is look at, Lord, what would you have me say? Not what I want to say. Lord, what would you have me to say? And it just so happens I opened my Bible and started to read, and it just happened to open to Psalm chapter 1. And as I started reading this, I'm like, I just felt the overwhelmingness that this is what God wants me to speak on this morning. And so I started reading it. I started studying it. And the more I looked at it, the more I felt, Lord, you know what you're doing. I don't. So I'm going to follow you. Because if I do something else other than what you tell me, I'm not going to be happy about it because I'm not following you. And then I started reading this and it said blessed. This word blessed, I looked at some of the commentaries on this word blessed, and I'm going to read a couple of them to you from the commentaries that I wrote, that I read. In the Family Bible Notes, it says the theme of this psalm is the permanent prosperity and happiness of the righteous. The Geneva Bible Notes, he says, the book of Psalms is given to us by the Holy Spirit to be esteemed as a precious treasure in which all things are contained that bring true happiness in this present life as well as in the life to come. The British Family Bible states that great is the happiness of the man who hath not trod in the steps of the ungodly, or if he hath at any time been seduced by them, did not persist like those hardened wretches in evil courses. Jameson Fawcett Brown writes literally, "Oh, the happiness, an exclamation of a strong emotion, blessed." John Wesley writes, "Oh, the blessedness of that man." Thomas Hess says that verse 1 opens with the description of the holy and truly happy man. Psalms 1:1, "Blessed is the man." Or, "Oh, the blessedness of the man, how great, how unutterable in time and eternity. His character is strongly marked, and by his fruits he may be known." In Matthew chapter 5, Jesus teaches about the blessed. Let's turn over to Matthew chapter 5 real quick. Matthew chapter number 5. And starting in verse 3, Jesus writes, or says, as he begins to teach, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of God. Blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit eternal life, and inherit the earth. Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. Blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are ye when men shall revile you and persecute you, and shall say all manner of evil against you falsely for my sake. This word blessed has a meaning that you and I should really think about, should study and understand, because this blessed is not talking about somebody who is blessed in this world or what this world has to offer. The riches this world has to offer, the gold this world has to offer. Egypt was rich. There's rich people today. This is not the blessed talked about here. The blessed talked about here goes into eternity. Lay not up treasures for yourself on earth, where rust and moth doeth corrupt, but lay up for yourself treasures in heaven. When you do that, you are blessed, as this blessed talked about, as David talks about, blessed. As Jesus teaches, blessed. Not concerning the world, but concerning God. Concerning His riches. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly. Who is ungodly? We ask that question. We're trying to figure out who's godly, who's not godly. Who's a good person, who's a bad person. I'm going to sum it up, and I'm going to make it easy for you. Who is godly? Who is ungodly? I'm sorry. Ungodly is everyone outside of the Godhead. Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Outside of that, you're ungodly. It says in Isaiah chapter 64 and verse 6, all of our righteousnesses, all of them, are as filthy rags in the sight of God. That's what they are. That's what your righteousness is. By faith, people looked to God's righteousness, to God's promises, to what God said. All of our righteousnesses is nothing to God, is not righteous. There is no school that will give you righteousness. People try to send their kids to the best schools where they can get the best knowledge, where they become the smartest, so they can become the richest. No school will give you this righteousness. God doesn't look at the school. He doesn't look at what you learn, how smart you are. No prison system will give you righteousness. There are people that become rehabilitated and they let them out of the prison because you are rehabilitated. You are now fit to walk in this world. That does not make you righteous. No way of thinking. A lot of people want to argue about certain things that are said to them because it doesn't appeal to them. No way of thinking is going to give you any type of righteousness. It's not what you think that gives you righteousness. Righteousness is only found in faith. In Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6, it says, without faith, it is impossible to please Him. For he that cometh to God must believe that He is, and that He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. So, walking not in the counsel of the ungodly means to follow God. How do we follow God? We pick up the scripture and we look at it. 2 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 15 says, study to show thyself with God's approval, a workman that needeth not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of God, not the word of man, not what school teaches, not what prisons do to you, not what you think, not your special acts of goodness. They don't give you righteousness. And then it says in this text, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the godly, nor standeth in the way of sinners. In the way of sinners, you know what this means? This means a practice of that ungodly thing, that way of life. You are a sinner outside of God. So when you're not following God, you are standing in the way of a sinner. You are as a sinner because you are not following God. In Daniel chapter 1, in verse 8, starting verse 8, we read this morning, Daniel purposed in his heart that he would not defile himself with the portion of the king's meat, nor with the wine which he drank. Therefore he requested of the prince of the eunuchs that he might not defile himself. He says, it matters what God thinks. It matters what God says. It matters to do what God says. And I'll go to my grave with that belief. Daniel did that himself. In Joshua chapter 24, in verse 15, it says, And if it seem evil unto you to serve the Lord, choose you this day whom you will serve, whether the gods which your fathers served that were on the other side of the flood, or the gods of the Amorites, in whose land ye dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. We will not serve and be as the sinner. We're going to serve the Lord. We are going to follow God. Nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. That sitting in the seat of scornful are those that reject anything about God. I'm going to tell you right now, if you have not made a stand for God, when you've heard of God, somebody rejecting God, you are simply accepting, and you are as the scornful, and you have rejected God. You have probably met people that have rejected God, and they have probably been a very harsh people to be around. Sitteth in the seat of the scornful. I'm going to tell you right now, Psalms 14:1 says, the fool has said in his heart, there is no God. You have said in your heart, there is no God, if you have not made a stand and said, there is a God, when somebody has rejected God. There is a God. If you don't say anything, if people don't know that you are a saved child of God, if people don't know that you walk as a child of God, that you trust God, you are as one that sitteth in the seat of the scornful. The fool has said in his heart, there is no God. They are all corrupt. They have done abominable works. There is none that doeth good. So, the blessed man does not stand in the way of sinners. His way of life is not of sin. He doesn't sit in the seat of the scornful. He doesn't reject God. He accepts everything about God. But this blessed man in verse 2 of Psalms chapter 1 says, his delight is in the law of the Lord. Happiness all the time. How many of us are happy all the time? I have my moments of unhappiness. And then God gives me a reality check. Why are you unhappy? I gave my life for you. I did all this for you. I give you life. Why are you unhappy? I gave you a promise. I told you that I would save you and save you for all eternity. I told you I will never leave you. I will never fail you. In Psalms chapter 23 and verse 1, starting in verse 1, some of you could quote this. It says, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. Why? Because his delight is in the law of the Lord. And in the law of the Lord, he doth meditate day and night. Not occasionally, but all the time. If you are a saved child of God, and you're not a member of an Open New Testament church, and if you're not working in that church, you are an occasional Christian. Your delight is not totally and truly in the law of God. You don't truly put your faith and trust in God. You have the talk, but you don't have the walk. Psalms chapter 92 and verse 1. It is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord and to sing praises unto thy name, O Most High, to show forth thy loving kindness in the morning and the faithfulness every night. Meditate day and night. This man is blessed. Psalms chapter 60 and verse 12 says, through God shall we do valiantly, for he it is that shall tread down our enemies. In Romans chapter 8 and verse 26, it says, likewise the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities, for we know not what we should pray for as we ought. But the Spirit itself maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. And he that searcheth the hearts knoweth what is the mind of the Spirit, because he maketh intercession for the saints according to the will of God. And we know that all things work together for good, to them that love God, to them who are the called according to His purpose. A blessed man delights in the law of the Lord. He meditates day and night on the laws of the Lord. God delivers him from the mouths of lions. God delivers him from the fiery furnace. God did deliver them. God delivered him out of Egypt. This man that is blessed shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of waters that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. Turn over to Romans chapter number 8. Romans chapter number 8. Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, Acts, Romans chapter number 8. Romans chapter 8 talks about no condemnation now for this person that has trusted in Jesus Christ as his Savior. There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus hath made me free from the law of sin and death. For what the law could not do, and that it was weak through the flesh, God, sending His own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh, and for sin, condemned sin in the flesh, that the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For they that are of the flesh, that are after the flesh, do mind the things that are of the flesh, but they that are after the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. For to be carnally minded is death. But to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Because the carnal mind is enmity against God. For it is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be. So then they that are in the flesh cannot please God. But ye are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit, if so be that the Spirit of God dwell in you. Now if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of his. And if Christ be in you, the body is dead because of sin, but the Spirit is life because of righteousness. But if the Spirit of Him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, He that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by His Spirit that dwelleth in you. Therefore, brethren, we are debtors, not to the flesh, to live after the flesh. For if you live after the flesh, ye shall die. But if ye through the Spirit do mortify or to burn off the deeds of the body, ye shall live. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Blessed is that man. For ye have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but ye have received the Spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. The Spirit itself beareth witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. And if children, then heirs, heirs of God, and joint heirs with Christ, if so be that we suffer with Him, that we may be glorified together. John chapter 3 and verse 16 says, For God so loved the world, not the flesh. That world means the man of sin that Adam produced in all of us. He loved you so much that He gave His only Son, that whosoever believes in Him, that blessed man, if he believes in Him, shall not perish, but have lasting life. That blessed man is as the man that is in John chapter 10 and verse 27, which says, "My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. And I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish. Neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. My Father which gave them me is greater than all, and no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. I and my Father are one." My question to you today is, or do you want to be that blessed man? That blessed man that's spoken about in Psalms, chapter number 1, the first beginning of the Psalms. Blessed is that man who trusts in God, who walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, but follows God, or stands in the way of sinner. Your life, your way of life, what man says, the same way as man, the same way as the flesh. And we know from Scripture the flesh cannot benefit from worshiping flesh. It can only benefit from worshiping God. "Nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful," who doesn't reject God. To accept God means that you say, "I have trusted Him as my Savior." To accept God means that I will follow Him in scriptural baptism. If you have not been baptized, that's what you need to do to be that blessed man. You need to, after following in baptism, you need to become a member of a local New Testament church. If you're not a member of a local New Testament church in which God instituted, your faith is put somewhere else. It's not put in God. That's just the true hard fact. But that man that has put his trust, that has followed, that has accepted Him, that has been scripturally baptized, that has joined one of His churches that He instituted, and has followed Him, his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in His law doth he meditate day and night. He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of waters that bringeth forth his fruit. In his season, his leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. I want us all to stand and have a verse of invitation. I would like for us all to meditate on the scriptures that we're reading in these three verses. Do we want to be blessed? Simple question. Or do we want to put it off? I believe it is unwise to put it off, because wisdom comes from God. God is eternal. Unwise leads to death. The flesh cannot please God, and it will die, and it will spend eternity in hell. Blessed is following God. Unblessed is not following God. Are you following God? Are you following the Scripture and what God's Word in the Scripture says? Not what I say or what I think or what somebody says you should do, but what God says. He is the only righteous one. If you are not following Him, make today that day that you follow Him. Make today that day you trust Him. Don't put it off tomorrow. Make it today. Paul?
377.
Just